Hey guys, before we get into the episode, you all know I'm a huge fan of fashion, and I have been ever since I was a little girl. And my first job, by the way, was actually at Macy's. And my love for fashion began when I started there because I worked in the fragrance department, but of course, my eye was always on the clothes and the makeup and everything related to style. But here's the thing, my relationship with Macy's didn't end once my days of asking people walking by if they wanted to sample the latest scents came to an end. Nearly 20 years later, I still find myself choosing Macy's time and time again for literally everything. It's become a really beautiful full circle moment that they've been such amazing supporters of our show for so long. And when it comes to shopping, they have everything you need, whether I need a last minute outfit or Kevin needs a last minute outfit for our friend's wedding. We always head to Macy's. They've got us covered. So if you're in need of some retail therapy, perhaps, or looking to spruce up your home or your lifestyle, check out Macy's, friends. I've curated a list of some of my favorite items that have helped me upgrade so many parts of my life, really my fashion the most, but of course home and baby and so much more. So check the link in the description and happy shopping, Hill Squad.
I'm on a journey to get better in all areas of life, from wellness and mental health to career and relationships and so much more. I know getting better isn't easy, but it's a whole lot easier when you can do it together. Welcome to Better Together with me, Maria Menounos.
Hello, hello, everybody. Welcome to Better Together. When you know better, you get better. That's what we do here every single day. Our quote for the day. Sometimes we have a quote, sometimes we don't have a quote. Sometimes I realize, oh, we don't have a quote. But today we have a quote.
What? I feel like I always give you a quote. Do I freak you on quotes sometimes?
Sometimes you have. I haven't said anything. I just kind of let it go. But
oh, I'm really...
Really, who are you freaking?
Well, the audience. I care a lot about my quotes.
I know you do.
I even gave you two today, just for our two subjects.
Well, then she's making up for it, guys. What you wear is how you present yourself to the world, especially today when human contacts are so quick. Fashion is instant language.
Is that good?
Ooh, fashion is instant language. I don't know how to say Prada's first name. Miuccia.
Okay. Prada. Sounds good.
How about Prada? The other quote is, which I'm just dying because I'm looking at Pooja's camera in the studio filming the light bulb above. And I just saw her hand covering
it. No, that's
it,
Kev.
I'm
like, that's Kev.
Oh, it's Kev?
That's like, Kev.
If you're trying to adjust it, it didn't work. Honey, coming to us from the planet Saturn? Is that Saturn
Venus
over
up
there?
In there? You guys, Kevin is zooming in and we are just getting a full shot of a light.
But it looks like he's in another, like in space, because there's like another little planet and then another little planet.
Orbiting.
Yeah, he's in an orbit, but he can't hear us. So we should talk shit about him right now. Actually, I shouldn't, because he was very, very kind to me yesterday. I woke up to go to work and he was like, do you need me to make you coffee or breakfast? Aww. And I was like, thanks.
So thanks, sweet. Queen Kev.
Okay, the second quote to make up for Kelsey screwing you all over on so many episodes without quotes and me just going along with it. Sorry, everybody. Be with someone who says, let's fix this. I can't lose you. Not Salmon.
Notsalmon.com.
What's notsalmon.com?
That's what Google told me it was. And I was like, all right.
Okay.
But that pertains to our dating portion of the show.
I was going to say, what the heck does that have to do with fashion? We're talking fashion today. Be with someone who says, let's fix this. I can't lose you. Okay. So we are going to talk, by the way, today we're going to have a little bit of fun. We're going to talk about some fashion, but we're also going to talk about dating in COVID, inspired by Kelsey's almost date with a motorcycle man, I guess.
That Kevin shot down.
Kevin, of course, said something about, oh my God, you guys have to talk about this today. It's going to be so funny. He's like, of course I reacted the way you would think. I'm like, well, if it has to do with a motorcycle, even though you love motorcycles, you don't want anybody you love on a motorcycle. So I imagine that didn't go well for Kelsey.
It didn't.
We are going to be talking about COVID dating. A lot of our friends are struggling, as you could imagine. We have one friend who is like, I waited my whole life to, like, you know, be single, and not waited her whole life. What was her quote, honey?
Here he comes. It was just that, you know, she was in a committed relationship for years, like 17 years. And she's like, and I finally get to be free, and it happens during COVID. But remember, we're not just going to talk about COVID dating. It's COVID dating and dating in the app world.
Yes.
Not dating fun
in the app world. So put your seatbelts on, everybody. It's going to be a fun one. you know, I used to have so much fun doing dating episodes because I'm the only one, I think, that's been in a long relationship. All of my girlfriends are still single and struggling, and they're always like, I want a Kevin. I'm like, yeah, you didn't want a Kevin when Kevin was Kevin. You know, he was not appealing to you. He was bankrupt. He was driving a van and he was broken. None of you wanted that. Okay. You wanted a billionaire. You wanted a Mercedes, and you wanted a lot of money so you could buy you Chanel bags.
Oh my God.
Sorry. And I'm being real. Except for Alyssa. Alyssa doesn't want all that shit. Alyssa wants Crate and Barrel.
Pottery Barn? Was it Crate and Barrel?
Pottery Barn, Crate and Barrel.
Wait a second. Listen, there's plenty of women out there who want to date a guy in a cool van.
Well, my new obsession is I think I want to date a drug dealer because I'm obsessed with the one from Euphoria. So I'm going to start dating drug dealers.
I mean, Jason Bateman plays a great drug dealer with like a heart and Ozark.
That's what I'm saying. Same with Fez.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. So van, drug dealer, you know.
Yeah.
Motorcycles.
Pooja, I imagine your lovely Indian parents would love for you to bring home a drug dealer.
Oh, they'd be ecstatic. They'd be so excited.
You know what's really funny? So this is one of my most tragic parts of my life. So when I first started dating Kevin, it was like hush hush. And I think the thing that was crazy was when they found out I was dating him. My dad was very upset. Obviously, Kevin's not Greek. My dad's hopes and dreams are shattered. And then add to it, he probably realized she might be having sex.
Yeah.
Life shattering, heart shattering, world shattering. And so my brother saw that as an opportunity. Oh, Miss Perfect finally did something wrong and went in. And we won't go into the details of it, but guys, it's like stuff you'd see in a movie, and
honestly,
it's times a billion. People who make movies don't even believe the story that we've told. Anyway, so we don't need to get dark here, but the truth is, my brother, one of his lines was, or the person that my parents gave birth to outside of me.
Oh my God.
One of his lines was, you should be with a guy like Johnny, he drives a Lexus.
Was Johnny a drug dealer?
Yes.
Oh my God.
That's amazing.
Meanwhile, a lot of the boys I liked were all drug dealers. That was just like kind of the thing back home.
See? That was just your vibe. Was that, drug that, dealers.
Sisters
that's who
right
I was
here.
Around. Thank God my parents didn't let me date. Thank God I listened to them.
Oh my God.
My life could have taken a different turn. We've talked about this on the show before. Instead, I got my nice little nerd who loves minivans. And we recently realized last night that Kevin is a gemstone. Has anyone started watching Gemstones yet?
Yes.
Okay. There was a moment in Gemstones where one of the brothers says, what, honey?
Well, by the way, there's many moments that I relate to.
We're going
to
listen.
But the one moment he goes, well, you know, Dad, like, you know, you shot me down because about my idea to buy a Fiat because just to be able to use to pick up groceries.
No way.
For errands.
And, you know,
as you know, anyone, Kevin has, you know, an
Kelsey
obsession.
Knows, I've been looking at, you know, my Fiats, my Mini Cooper coupes, because LA parking, it's limited. And I said, I'm going to get a license plate for errands. I said, I'm just going to go use it for errands, Maria. And so the character, Adam Devine, says it on the show.
Oh,
and Maria
my
just looks
gosh.
At me. And then last night we see.
Wait, I looked at him and lost my mind.
Yes.
I go, these idiots.
That's unreal.
They're like, by the way, they're a bunch of morons. They're a bunch of idiots. And
oh,
I go, that's you. Oh my God.
My
I'm married
God.
To a gemstone.
And then last night, Danny McBride drives into the scene with Eric Andre in his 1970s Cadillac that I'm also looking to get. And he rooms on. And of course, Eric Andre has the same 1970s Cadillac as well. And so Maria looks at me again.
Unreal.
Because Kevin's been looking for a Cadillac for 2 years. At the height of COVID, this man made me go. I didn't know where we were going. He's like, I'm just going for a ride. And we go for a ride. And what do? We meet on the side of the road a man with a Cadillac that Kevin was going to see. I go, Kevin, You don't even have a mask on. Like, this is highly unsafe. No, no, no. It's a caddy. We're fine. We're immune. We're immune.
Yeah, and he, like, it's different goes when in. It's a Cadillac.
No, oh, I'm sorry.
Even Fauci, Dr. Fauci said it.
Oh, yeah.
When it comes to the CDC old Cadillac. Said that.
You might have had yes. your gator. You might have had your gator, but you didn't have, like, a real mask. And it was really scary times.
You don't
and
need he goes one in with an old Cadillac.
To some random Maria. Man's Cadillac.
Maria.
Winnie's upset.
Winnie is mad.
Why? Maria.
Yes.
Because I want / need to do what for the family?
Provide?
Bring.
Oh, bring popular class back to the family.
Oh, I really
That's
screwed
right.
you.
This yeah, family you has me. Lost provide. Class.
By the way, the funniest thing is to hear you guys on RGF. Kelsey doesn't pay attention. Pooja's the A student who remembers everything Kevin says. Every time Kevin does a cue, Kelsey, Pooja's the only one who knows the cue. Kelsey's like,
Kels reminds me. Kels helps me.
Thank you.
It's because Kels says it when we're not all together. So that's why I know it.
Kelsey, yes.
Kelsey, yes. This is the time where you can say to Maria, I learned from watching you.
I know.
Because for 20 years, I've been saying the same things to Maria. Yep. And then she'll hear it from someone else and be like, you'll never guess what so-and-so said.
Oh my gosh.
Hey, Hill Squad and Better Together fam. It's been a tough year, but we hear from so many of you just how much our content is helping you heal and get better, and it makes us feel so good. Our team works so hard to deliver this life-changing content, and a lot of you guys ask, how can I have a bigger role in our Hill Squad community, or how can I do my part to help Better Together continue to uplift even more people? First of all, thank you for that sentiment, and we're so grateful for this community. If you could help us by giving us a 5-star rating and a comment on Apple Podcasts, that's amazing. Second, you could join the Better Together with Maria Menounos Instagram page. Third, you could share the show with a friend in need. And finally, for as little as $10 a month, please join our Patreon to get monthly live heal events with world-class healers, ad-free episodes of our show, and even weekly bonus episodes exclusive to Patreon. Getting better isn't easy, but it is a whole lot better when we can do it together. We love and appreciate and are so grateful for all of you.
You know, I have to throw a little nugget in here while Winnie continues
Shut
to
up,
bark.
Winnie. Nobody likes
and
you.
Want Maria.
Nobody likes you, you little bitch.
Oh my goodness.
I love you. Winnie. Does she want her mother
yes,
actually?
Yes, she does.
Wow, she doesn't want her sister or her auntie, whatever. She wants her mother. So here she comes. Vincenza comes into the shot. Hi, Winnie. Oh, my little bunny. Okay.
Okay, Winnie.
Oh, guys, I snuggled with her Max a lot this morning. It was a sad morning.
I am really upset about that, Winnie. But what I was going to say is I did see an old picture of Kev the other day, and he was looking like a Kennedy.
Yeah, Kel showed it to me, and I was like, oh, is he showing us a Kennedy boy or something? And
Kevin. It was Kevin.
Was he wearing, like, his chinos and stuff?
I don't remember. Let me look. Let's
look
it up.
Well, why did he look like a Kennedy?
He just looks like a Kennedy. Like a pretty background, and he was like looking.
He literally looks like
posing.
A Kennedy.
Yeah, I thought it was a Kennedy.
Was it a modeling photo, honey?
He's on a rock. He has some high top.
I honestly, a friend sent it to me. I have no recollection of it at all.
It could be on a postcard.
Can you send it to Pooja to pull up? Are you able to pull up, Pooja? Do you know how to do that yet?
Yes, I can. Yes,
I can coach you through it.
Yeah, you can coach me through it.
Okay. Pooja, I'm going to email it to you and you're going to open your email. You guys, it's literally the best picture of all time.
Honey, how do you not remember this?
I have no recollection whatsoever.
You know what I can do that might be easier? I can superimpose it in post.
There we go.
Boom.
So a little easier.
Boom. Hey, solution queen.
Solution. But yeah, you guys, he looks phenomenal. I'm like Kevin the Kennedy. He's got his dark shades on, sitting on a rock.
I can't. You
Anyways.
Guys. So
that was before that's a great picture. It's before the weight of the world broke my spirit.
Oh,
wait. So honey, there was more than just the two moments we realized you were a gemstone.
Oh,
yeah, that's
well,
hilarious.
Then last night, one of the characters had the click glasses that click together.
Eric
the click
Roberts.
Reading glasses.
Yeah. Eric Roberts pulls off his click glasses. You know, Kevin wears his glasses around his neck and then they click on.
Then they have the stand up arcade video games in their living room. Like
Right. Adam does.
Yeah. So Kevin's officially a gemstone.
That is the funniest thing of my life.
Yeah. I am.
And by the way, listen, we're going to keep everyone posted on my Mini Cooper Coupe, which I'm looking for the perfect one to run errands in the family. And then, more importantly, getting harder and harder to find the two-door Cadillac that I want to do what, Maria?
Bring class.
Bring class back to the family. I still did.
I right. got you. I got you. Thank you.
This family's disgrazia. Yeah,
did you like my class. Throwing it off to Kelsey? Kelsey doesn't ever listen. Pooja is the A student. Yeah,
Kelsey doesn't ever listen. I've been telling you for the last 4 years we have to bring class back to this family.
Honey.
By getting a 1970s Cadillac.
I know. Oh my guys.
Maybe an 80s one.
We're going to have to superimpose another photo. So this morning, so last night, we had such a nice night. We sat by the fire outside. I like coerced Kevin to get off the recliner, his favorite place. And I said, can we please just go sit outside? You know, you have these things in life. Like you have these dreams. Like, oh, someday if I have like a little cabana, I would like sit in there and read and have wine. And you always say these things and you never really do them. You do them with friends if they're here, but you never do it on your own. Well, at least we don't. And by the way, we just worked our butts off all these years. We never like, you know, really got to enjoy a lot of things unless it was like an event. So last night I forced him. I said, it's a beautiful night. It's not cold. Let's go sit outside in the cabana and light the fireplace and have a beer, which by the way, that beer hurt this morning. One beer.
Wow.
I think with COVID, there's like a thing because that's the second time I had like a couple sips of hot sake last week and it affected me really badly.
Headache?
Yeah. Eesh. So anyway, we're sitting out there, we're having such a nice time. And I forget the moral of the story. Why was I telling the story?
Cabana, how you don't use it?
Oh, no. And I was saying how happy I am. Mm. Like I just like was really happy. I feel like we're finding our groove. We're starting to like enjoy our house, enjoy being alone. We've never been alone. And we're finding our groove and I'm kind of finding my way back. And so this morning, just so you all know, if you have lost someone, the highs and lows, the high is followed by the low. So then this morning I'm approving a video and my mom happened to be in one of the photos and I just looked at her and I just got so sad seeing how kind of weak and tired and even like old she looked. And she was so young and she never looked her age. My mom was always like really beautiful skin and
radiant. Yeah.
And radiant. And so, and just seeing her with the little beanie. And so I shut the video down and I kind of didn't think about it. I was about to get in the shower and I go, you know what? I'm going to go cuddle the babies one last time. Cause I wanted like that like zhuzh of like love. And so Max is laying on the bed. Winnie's right next to him or right behind him. And so I get in, I start cuddling with Max and then Winnie starts barking. So I cuddle with her and then it just hit like a Mack truck and the whale session. Mm-hmm. And then Kevin comes in and I'm just like guttural crying in the fetal position and just so sad. Like it just, it's an uncontrollable thing. It just hits. Mm-hmm. And even though I am happy, like I am, things are going really well. You know, it's not something you can evade and it just happens. And so Kevin took a picture or he started taking some pictures of me like snuggling with Max because I never get enough pictures with them, I feel like. And he shows me this one picture and it's freaking hilarious. Max's huge, happy mug. And you got to understand, Max is a 130-pound German Shepherd. His head is bigger than most people's whole bodies.
Truly.
And so,
especially Pooja's.
Yeah, Pooja and Pooja's body and Max's head could be pretty comparable, actually. And so it just took me totally out of it and just made me laugh so hard. And that's why dogs are such incredible gifts. And so we will superimpose that right now for you so you can see because he is just the cutest thing and just I love him so much. So anyhow, I feel like I'm in that like little bit of fog after you've just cried your guts out where you're just like, so
trying to find your feet again. Yeah.
Yeah. But
I respect, I mean, and I've told you this before, Maria, it's like, I really admire how you let yourself feel because a lot of us don't, I know I don't. Yes. It's like, if I feel it coming up, I'm like, nope, don't have time for this, but you just let it out. Yeah. And that's so healthy. And I'm really trying to, you know, learn that from you and take that on myself. So anyways,
where do you think it comes from where you want to shut it down?
I think a lot of things. I think I was always, well, I know verbally I was told not to cry. Mm-hmm. I'm a crier. I'm like, that's kind of my MO. When I get frustrated, when I get mad, I cry. I just, it's my thing. And I was always told, don't cry. Why are you crying? So I think it comes from that. I think it comes from, you know, having to be the strong one. So I always just stifle it. And then in like past jobs too, you know, it's like, don't show emotion or else they perceive you as weak. So I was like, okay.
Yeah.
No emotion.
I asked because I used to produce my cries.
That's right. That's right.
I used to be like, I can cry on January 14th. Looks like I have a window between 3 and 4. I can cry then. I swear to God, that's how bad it was.
When you're on the go 24/7 like me, guys, finding ways to make life easier is so important for my health and sanity. And that's exactly what my friends at Macy's do for me. From working there as a teenager to now going to them for so many of my daily essentials, it's been my go-to for so many years. And having everything in one place is such a time saver for me. With being a first-time mom for a while now, as you know, I've had plenty of those, and being able to rely on them for all the things has been amazing. Plus, having everything in one place has made being a new mom just a little bit easier for me. So I know we're all focusing on our families, our health, hopefully, our jobs and everything in between, but it's time to make your life a little easier. And to help you out, I've curated all of my essentials from Macy's for you and the whole fam. All the details are in the show notes below, or you can just click the link in the description to get your hands on them too. I have some new picks on there. This little bomber jacket, this little black dress. You're gonna love it.
That's how bad it was. And I know. And I'm a crier too. Like, yeah. I'm a very like emotional being.
Yeah.
But it didn't stop me. I mean, I still cried. I just hated it. And it was really hard. I think this is just different. It's, you won't know until you deal with it. And I hope you don't have to deal with it till your mom's 120. And then you're like, please, lady, go.
Come on, lady.
Deb, I don't know what you're hanging on for. It's 120. Deb's, 120.
Deb's going to 150. I know it. I can see it in her.
But yeah, it's just one of those things. But yeah. Anyway, like I said, thank heavens for dogs and
truly
loving husbands, because he did come in and was like squishing every part of me, trying to squish my head, then my heart.
Aww.
The heart part helped. let's transition into some fashion, because as you know, I've been on a little fashion kick. Actually, I feel like I kind of started my fashion rediscovery after my mom died, because, you know, creativity makes you happy. And for me, I was kind of just moping around the house and sad. And so I kind of looked to fashion to have a little bit of fun, get some satisfaction, be creative. And it really helped me, actually. Looking back, it was almost like I knew it was going to help me. And it was bringing me back to me, because it had been about my mom and keeping her alive and keeping her safe and giving her safe passage and whatever for so many years. You know, you just kind of lose a little bit of yourself. And so it was my way of kind of coming back to myself. And so I was having a lot of fun with fashion and fashion posts. And if you guys don't follow me on Instagram at Maria Menounos, me, noun, OS.
That's how I learned how to spell it.
Yeah. And so I've been having fun. And then recently in COVID's been a 2-year thing, but when I got COVID just before the holiday, I really started looking into kind of trends and what's happening out there and what's cool and what's, you know, what's going on. And then I started realizing, okay, there's certain areas of my life I need to adjust. So enter Macy's. Now, I'm going to tell you guys a quick story before I get to what the fashion hits were. Let's take a quick break. When we come back, I have something fun to share.
Heel Squad, it's a new year. And you know, we always talk about how to get better in all areas of life. That's why we're all here in the first place. So the new year, we set our intentions and we hope for the best. I know for me, I definitely want to be more active in 2022. Keyword active, nothing too daunting, everyone. I like to support my intentions with whatever investment I need to make to help me achieve that. So whether it's getting that Fitbit finally to keep track of your steps or some new workout gear,
get you hyped and feeling confident, Macy's has everything you guys need to crush those goals. So visit Macy's.com for the coolest active gear, sneakers, Fitbits, and workout equipment that makes setting and sticking to your intentions easy as well as fun. I'm telling you, I've been clearing out all my old fitness wear, making room for my new buys off the Macy's website. So much good stuff. And bonus, save time by picking up your online order in store or curbside. You can even get same day delivery powered by DoorDash. We're better together, everyone. So let's take over 2022 at Macy's.com and check out my special hand-picked collection of favorites over at Macy's.com/better. It's populated with all of my must-haves that I personally chose for putting your best foot forward this new year. Happy shopping and happy new year, Heel Squad. Love ya.
All right, we're back, guys. Okay, fun thing to share. You know, Pooja might not know. Kevin does know. I was a fragrance spritzer. Mm-hmm. I made a lot of money being a fragrance spritzer back in college for Macy's. So aside from having shopped at Macy's my whole life and being a fragrance spritzer was like the next kind of level thing. I was hitting up their website. They're a new supporter of the show. FYI, everybody, Heel Squad. If you go to Macy's.com/better together, I have a bunch of picks of things that I am getting, I've gotten, am eyeballing. Kevin, please don't go there because there are some things for you that I've been pulling for Valentine's Day, a little gift for you. So please don't go. And so anyhow, I think, and I handpicked all these items, guys, and I'm adding to it every day. Every time I kind of see something I like.
Do you think I'll look good better in the Cadillac or in the Mini Cooper Coupe when I'm running errands?
With what I got you?
Yes.
Well,
don't laugh, Kelsey.
I think it was three options. So I'm getting all three sent so I can pick the one live in person because I've tried some other ones and it didn't work. And so I was like, okay, these are my three options. So I believe the Mini Cooper Coupe is the answer, honey.
I agree. It's the way to go.
So
nice. Although we're going to need something for date night in the Cadillac. You know what I like about the Cadillac, Maria? We've talked about this too. What is it that I like? After I bring class back to family successfully, what's the other thing about why we need the Cadillac?
So you can take me on dates?
Because my woman
is woman
can sit right next to me on the bench seat.
Yes.
Like we're not
separated. Yeah. There's no separation on the bench seat.
Oh,
I have one hand on the wheel.
You guys don't know about bench seats. Yeah.
No. There's just
one hand on the wheel, right? Slouched down. And then my other arm is around my woman.
Oh my God.
Sitting next to me on the bench seat.
Guys.
I dare all of you.
This is why I've tuned him out. Because this is the shit I hear every day.
I can't. You'll see. This is going to be the family with class. This is going to be the guy who's with his woman. And watch everyone follow. I'm out.
So, honey, I just have to say, unfortunately, I don't think Macy's can fulfill your needs because Macy's is a little too cool for whatever attire you think you're taking me in this 70s Cadillac in. Okay, moving on. Anyhow, so yeah, it's just like a little fun fact. I did fragrance spritz for years at Macy's. And so what I love about Macy's, aside from the fact that they are coming on board with Better Together,
yes,
is that they're a one-stop shop. They have everything. So it's super easy to go in there. You, I know, love the coupons.
Maria, my grandmother, bless her, made me fall in love with Macy's. I was always, you know, she would want to, she'd be like, let's go to Macy's. And I'm like, really? And then we'd get there and I'd be like, oh my God, you are right. Mm-hmm. These pair of pants, typically $90. And they are like, oh, just kidding. 40% off, 30% off. Macy's is the best. It's the best. And like you said, it's like you can find from jeans to like cooking stuff.
Homeware.
I mean, they have everything. So yeah, my grandma made me a Macy's gal. Got my Macy's card. Mm-hmm. We go there. Yeah, it's just the best. It is easy.
And they have really great brands. I mean, this splendid cashmere sweatshirt I have, you can get Splendid there. You can get Frame. You can get so many different brands, but
your new obsession, Free People.
Oh my God, my new obsession, Free People. Okay, so let's get into some of the fashion obsessions. So I know you're obsessed with my new jeans.
I literally need them in my life.
I'm obsessed.
I'm gonna tell you guys about Free People for a second. Free People has not come on board of the show yet, but they will because I am obsessed with them. So, and by the way, Heel Squad, we go after our sponsors because we want them to align with our true like passions and feelings. So,
well, Heel Squad, can I just say something once again? I'm just going to be the,
oh my God,
here the bad guy on this show. Well, can I tell you really how many deals over the years Maria has said no to because she doesn't use the brand, like the brand, believe in the brand.
Respect.
And every time she says no, I just see another toy, another Cadillac.
Go another out the window. Cooper,
another stand-up arcade game, another skee ball game or pinball machine, all just evaporate. But the truth is, Maria only goes for the products and the brands that she authentically loves.
The best is.
Isn't that wonderful?
Kevin very much, maybe doesn't very much now that I see his attitude now, but he in the latter years has appreciated my integrity levels.
No, I do.
But
no,
back man, then I there was a set. Hold on. There was a 7-figure deal that I said no to that he was like, you have too much integrity. And I'm like, I can't do it. I'm so sorry. And by the way, this is a poor girl from Medford saying no to a 7-figure deal. And it's not like I had 7-figure deals in everywhere. Like, it's not like I was, you know,
right,
whoever, like who's crushing right now. So I do take it really seriously. Was there something you wanted to add, honey?
No, I do. In the long run, I appreciate that. And I appreciate you as a human being. But
for the Cadillac purposes.
But for the regular guy in me, it's like, really? Can you just throw me a bone?
Throw me a bone.
Throw me a bone.
Throw me a bone.
Okay, so some of the things I'm loving, obviously, are like splendid, cushy, mushy, yummy stuff. Mm-hmm. Because I feel like now we're all just in mushy. And I think Kim Kardashian just came in at the right time with like all of her stuff because it's like athleisure and comfy is the way now. Mm-hmm. And so, and anything else we're wearing has to kind of mimic that energy on our bodies, which is, by the way, what's been authentic to me forever. I've never, ever allowed myself, well, I shouldn't say never. It's very rare where I will wear something to suffer. All right, friends, let's talk about something we all do. Snack. Trust me, I've definitely overindulged in the past, but as you know, I am focused on my health these days. And I think I found the healthier snack that you don't have to lose out on the flavor. And it's definitely become my go-to. It first came into the house because of Kevin. He was obsessed with Wonderful Pistachios. And then I got addicted. And now it's in my travel bag. I don't leave home without it. It's in our glove compartments because they don't melt. Right now, my favorite flavor is the sweet chili flavor. It feels like some of the naughtier kind of snacks I used to use where I used to lick my fingers after. Now I lick them and I feel safer. Plus, Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. That's crazy, guys. So if you're looking for the perfect snack, trust me and head over to www.wonderfulpistachios.com to snag a bag of Wonderful Pistachios. You're going to love them. I remember my mom always struggling with her hair. It's frizzy, Maria, my mom would say in her Greek accent. Diehis, what do you have? I tried so hard to find her products. I wish I could share these products I'm using now with her because I know she would be so happy to finally have good hair days. I've always believed that hair is a woman's best accessory. And with Way's new anti-frizz cream, you can ensure that your hair always looks its best without the frizz stealing the spotlight. It's a lightweight cream that not only provides immediate frizz control, but also helps prevent heat damage. And get this, it lasts up to 72 hours. That's 3 whole days of frizz-free, gorgeous hair. Way seriously has some of my favorite products for taming the frizz. Pro tip, one of my biggest discoveries is using the Way hair oil on the ends of my hair before I dry it. Let me tell you, it's a game changer. Once it's dry, my hair looks so smooth and polished, I don't even need to do anything else. It is incredible. I love it. Frizz-free, up your schedule with Way. Go to the Way, theouai.com, and enter the promo code HEELSQUAD for 15% off any product. That's the Way, theouai.com, promo code HEELSQUAD. Trust me, you won't regret it.
Yeah.
There was one time I went to Burberry. They dressed me head to toe and I had this metal necklace and I still have it. It's probably like 30 pounds and my neck was a wreck and I had it was dug into my body and it took days for it to go away.
Sounds awful.
It was the coolest outfit ever, but it's very rare. I'm always about comfort. I wore boots underneath my wedding gowns. I wore Uggs under my Oscars dresses and stuff like that. Fun. Like I was really, really always about comfort. So if you're thinking about fashion trends, luckily it's a trend to be comfy.
It is.
And and so Free People, that's also at Macy's that I love, is I'm really becoming obsessed with this brand. And we went there last summer.
Yep.
In Connecticut mm-hmm. or Boston.
Where it was Boston. We were at the, it was, I forget what the name of the mall is, but it was like had a couple little cute shops.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I remember I bought a hat mm-hmm. and a vest.
And a flannel. Your little flannel
My
vest.
My little flannel yeah. vest, which I have in Connecticut. And because I figured I'd probably wear it more there. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay, like there was like a few things. Whoever they got in that store now, to designing is crazy amazing.
Yeah.
So mm-hmm. they've got Free People, like they've got their athleisure and all of that. They've got their sweaters and their yummy things, but their jeans I was wearing yesterday, as you know, mm-hmm. I'm obsessed. So you can go to Macy's.com and check them out. In fact, we'll put, I haven't put any of my Free People picks on there yet. I'll put some on yeah. right away.
You know what I will say, Maria? I knew Macy's carried Free People for a minute because when I was growing up, Free People was like the it thing, especially
really?
Like, oh yeah, especially in middle school.
Same here.
They had, Pooja, did you remember those like lacy oversized dresses that you would get and then get the slip underneath?
Oh, of course.
Yeah. Right. But they were so expensive. And yeah. so I'd always be like, oh, I can't buy it. But then you'd go to Macy's and it would be on sale. So I would always go to Macy's for my Free People.
There you go.
The best. So
you'll see one of the things I, in COVID, not in COVID, I have to keep fixing this. When I had COVID at the holiday, I was just constantly looking up like all the different fashion trends and all the things that are going on. And I started realizing, okay, there are two areas I need to fix. And pajamas is always my area I have to fix.
PJs are hard.
I know, PJs it's hard.
Are annoying.
Yeah.
Because I want to be warm, but I'm going to bed next to my husband. I don't want to look like a truck driver, which I'm so sorry. For 20 something years, I've pretty much consistently looked like a truck driver.
See, that's my goal. I want to be able to look like a truck driver and not care what they think.
Mm, yeah.
Yeah. You'll find out someday.
With
it
my greasy
really
face. Okay.
It can work sometimes, but the point is, I was like, okay, I have to up my jammies game and I have some cozies in that list and then that are like cute. Like you can look cute and be cozy and warm and all of that. And then I have to up my athletic wear. So I have my pile of stuff that's leaving my drawers. I've been cleaning out little by little because trying on athletic gear is annoying.
It's the worst.
Because it's all fitted for the most part. Yeah. So every time I have to wear something like today, I put these on, I'm like, okay, these stay. I like these. But 9 times out of 10, I've been grabbing the ones that I wasn't sure of. And then like, yep, nope, nope,
done.
Nope, nope. Those are low, 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 low waisted. Not in anymore. We need to go a little more high waisted. So I've been cleaning out. I had this massive drawer filled with really old athletic stuff, which is not inspiring. Like,
no.
And you know, it's the new year. Like this is the time where everyone's recommitting to health goals and fitness goals. And you know, my word for the year is active. And so, I have been committed to upping my athletic wardrobe gear. I'm not doing too much, just enough to have a few new pieces to be excited about. So I picked them out. I have them all on the site, my Nike leggings, some sports bras, just simple pieces. I'm not somebody who likes a lot of pattern.
Yeah.
Like this blue is good. It's like a muted blue. Yeah. Hold on. I'll show you guys.
Yeah. Give us a twirl.
Here we go.
Ooh.
Cute.
It's like a little muted blue.
Cute.
But yeah, I think it's important. I think those are areas that we kind of overlook. And yeah. you guys were talking about it, that you're not good with your athletic wear,
so
right?
So bad. Well, and I'm really appreciative. I'm actually excited. I'm going to go shop your picks because I remember when we were in Connecticut last year, you had those like Nike shorts that I was obsessed with.
Mm-hmm.
And when I trust you so much with what you buy, because you're like, we talked about, you have like so much. You only get what you absolutely like, mm-hmm. and you only wear what you're obsessed with. So when you say it's good, I'm like, okay, amazing. Because then I don't have to try on 45,000 pairs of shorts.
It makes it so much easier.
Oh my God,
I know.
It's so much
easier. I know I have good style and I'm frugal. I'm not going to go spend.
Yeah.
Well, listen, like guys, if you, with the caveat, there will be times you'll see me on Instagram where people have sent me those super expensive things. Mm-hmm. And that's a different story. Trust me, I am much more frugal in my real life. So if I'm putting my money down, I'm not spending $300 on jeans. It's just not happening, guys.
No.
It's just not. So those Free People jeans that I got were $128. And I was like, okay, I can do this. Yeah. I haven't bought jeans in so long. I started looking at my jeans. The last ones I bought were so long ago. I was like,
time to revamp.
I think I deserve a new pair. Yeah. I can do this.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, but athletic wear is hard and
really hard.
I don't know why, but I feel like it was easier at Macy's than going directly to the athletic brands. And I swear to God, I mean this 100%. When you go to the other athletic sites, and we were talking about this recently in an episode, that you guys are going to hear soon with Cassie Ho, mm-hmm. they have so many options. It's so overwhelming.
It's exhausting.
It's like this inseam measurement and that, and this one's for wet and this one's for dry. I'm like, I can't. Mm-mm. So I'm like, I'm at Macy's. I'm like, Nike, can we just pick out a few little simple things? We know it works. We know it's good. Call it a day. Keep it simple.
Easy peasy.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm going to go shop your picks.
I don't know. I actually have to see if Macy's carries Athleta, because I remember years ago, I went and I got some Athleta and I really loved it. But a lot of times if people send me the stuff, it's so much easier because I'm like, oh my God, I love this. Thank you. I hate having to do it myself. Like it gets so overwhelming. So that's another thing, by the way, I'll share with you guys about Macy's and then I'll move on to the dating portion of the show. They have personal stylists that will help you for free. Okay. So all you have to do is go to macys.com/personal stylist and you can connect with a style expert today. Kelsey was doing it earlier, kind of checking it out. So I go, let's make it easy for the heel squad to show them how this works. Like in another episode, we'll do, an example episode with one of the stylists to kind of show you how it works. Because I'll tell you, you know, Kevin and I were recently working on my it's not a masterclass, but it's what do we call that?
Course.
A course with Boss Babe. And one of the things I mentioned in there is how I got my first big break. And presentation is everything, right? How you show up, what you look like. Doesn't mean are you beautiful, are you not beautiful? Do you look put together? Do you look like the part, whatever the part is? Mm. And so when I was trying out for Channel One News, which was the first big break on camera I got, the description as we got to know what Channel One was is like CNN meets, what was it, Kev? CNN meets MTV. Yeah. That was Kevin's like description. It's young kids hosting the news. So it's us and like our flair and our edge and our youth, but we're interviewing and doing important stuff that you would see on CNN. So, we went to Forever 21. Kevin took me.
That's right.
And the stylist there helped us put together my interview outfits. I had two interview outfits and she had style. She was helpful. You know, you don't need to hire an official stylist to do this. And if you don't have friends that you think have really good style, which usually all friends kind of dress the same. So
true.
It means you're either stuck in a rut that's not even yours, or, you know, or maybe you do have friends that have good style, but it's nice to get another opinion. And you all know this. How many times have you FaceTimed a friend and said, does this look good? Mm-hmm. Is this okay? Does this work together? I'll do it with Dimitri all the time because Dimitri has the best style. I'll ask his opinion all the time. So, and that's me. And I know I've been in the fashion pages for over 20 years. I have cases and cases of magazines. I was thinking about it this morning. I don't know why. I was thinking about Britney Spears. I'm like, I was in the fashion pages next to her my whole career.
That's
like her,
crazy.
J-Lo, like all of these people. I always won best style. Like I always, you know, had good style. So not always, by the way, I think it grew. And the more you're around people good style, you acquire that taste. Because I was very insecure when I was younger about it all. I wasn't sure.
The more you were confident, you stepped out of your box, you just owned it.
Yeah, you get more confidence. Mm-hmm. And the thing is, and by the way, ladies, this is something nobody really talks about, I think, but with fashion, wherever you peaked in your life, if you peaked in high school, if you peaked in college, if you peaked later, wherever it is you peaked and you got the most compliments, that's where you usually get stuck.
Whoa.
Ooh.
So when I can think of a handful of people. There are like certain people like that I know that are still doing that same knee-high boot look with
black
the this.
Whatever.
By the way, and the knee-high boots are cool in a certain way, right?
Correct.
But there are people who just get stuck in that rut and they don't know it. Mm-hmm. So if you're stuck in that rut, try one of these personal stylists. And by the way, you could do nothing greater for yourself for this new year than to think about what could another look be? Mm-hmm. Maybe your hair has been super long forever and you don't even use it. You just put it in a bun, right? And like a cool, like little, like shoulder length, little cut would like revive you. And maybe, you know, whatever, like there's, or maybe a new fresh color, like maybe don't go to the same people all the time. Try someone who has really great taste, who has done cool things before, and give yourself like a refresh. I'm going to do that for a friend of ours. It was her Christmas present. I realized she was having a really hard time at work. She's not getting the respect that she deserves. And she's an incredible employee and she's so smart and so good at what she does, but she could use a little revival. Mm. And so I said, all right, I know what I'm going to do for Christmas for her gift. I'm going to take her shopping. I used to do it with my mom. I would take my mom shopping and I would put together new outfits for her and be like, Mom, I would take the pictures and say, this is how you wear it.
Yep.
And, you know, cause she would get stuck in her ruts too.
I did it for my sister this holiday season too.
Yeah.
That was her Christmas gift.
And, you know, I think it's also like, and I know when you're unhappy with your body, like, a lot of people will like go to certain things because that's where they'll get their compliments. Someone will say, oh my God, I love your shirt because it's colorful and patterned or whatever, or the jewelry or whatever. Sometimes like sleek is better too, like monochromatic. Like I would put my mom in some like monochromatic looks and have a pop of something somewhere. But sometimes you need to get out of like your rut.
Yeah.
And these Macy's personal stylists, I think, will be really helpful.
I agree.
To give you something you never thought of. And, you know, it should never be something you don't feel comfortable in. You always want to feel comfortable. But maybe somebody can give you a different opinion and a different look that will give you, oh, I never thought to try this. Mm-hmm. Oh, I really like this. And then you give it a shot. Right?
Yeah.
It's cool.
I agree. And I have to, I don't know why you saying that reminded me. I got from my mother, thank you, mother, the yummiest, coziest Ideology from Macy's sweatsuit she got us for Christmas. And
this year?
This year.
Oh,
and
I thought you guys didn't get Christmas presents this year.
Well, from Doug. My dad got me one shoe. He made me pay for the other one. I swear to God.
What shoe did he buy you?
Running shoes.
Dead.
I know. But my mother got me the yummiest like little sweat outfit. And going off your point, she got this really beautiful like raspberry color, something I would have never picked. I would have picked black or gray or this or that. And I put it on and I'm obsessed with it.
That's so cool.
And so it's like, you know, you need someone. She was like, I thought it'd be pretty on you. And I was like, no. Tried it on. Loved it.
As a first-time mom with a baby, I'm always on the go, whether it's running errands, getting my coffee, going to doctor's appointments, or just spending quality time with little Athena. And that's why I rely on Wonderful Pistachios to keep me fueled and ready for anything, no matter where I am. Kevin even keeps a bag stashed in the nursery. You know, for the nighttime hunger moments. Wonderful Pistachios comes in a variety of flavors and sizes, making them the perfect snack to have literally any time, whether I'm enjoying them during a quick break in between taping this show or I'm on the go and it's in the diaper bag. I do carry it in my travel bag and they're in my car. At this point, when I'm leaving the house, I think keys, wallet, Wonderful Pistachios. Bonus, Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts with 6 grams of protein in every 1 ounce serving. So on top of all that, they keep me feeling satisfied. I'm energized while I'm juggling all this crazy stuff in life. Next time you're looking for a convenient and guilt-free snack, head over to www.wonderfulpistachios.com and stock up on your favorite flavors today. Minus the sweet chili.
Yeah. So, you know, you do. You oftentimes need someone else to kind of like push you a little bit out of your boundaries.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I know. Like, I don't wear patterns really ever. And then once in a while, I'll see something and I'm like, okay, just try it. Or I've worked with stylists who have put me in things that I was like, I would never in a million years have picked that. I'm so grateful that you showed me this.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, you just kind of let somebody do their thing and try it out and see if it works.
So cool.
So
thank you, Macy's.
Thank you, Macy's. We're better together. let's put that call together. I think that'll be really cool.
I agree.
But yeah, I think the trend's still going to be athleisure and comfy and cozy because COVID isn't going anywhere, guys. Unfortunately, she here to stay.
Crying over here.
I was hearing... last night, I think people were talking about how Canada is like already kind of closing
again.
Yeah.
Holy moly.
Like, I don't know if it's like official, but
wow.
And Europe's about to explode with COVID cases, apparently.
Oh,
like, and I was like, wait,
I thought we were going to Italy.
Oh, yeah.
What about us?
No, I think we could still go to Italy in May.
Yeah.
And by the way, I'm superhuman. Right now, I could lick the ground, I could lick telephones, the buttons to cross streets.
Gross.
I could lick those right now. I'm superhuman because I've got my immunity.
You're immune. That's how I feel, honestly, after getting my booster. I didn't want to get it, and then I got it, and I was like, yes.
Same. I feel like indestructible now.
That's exactly.
So funny. Well, let's switch over to dating.
Wow.
Because I did promise the people we would talk about online dating and COVID dating. So, Kelsey... as one of our resident single people, single young people, I will let you tell us about app dating.
Oh, Maria, it's the worst. It's the worst. I think that...
When did you get on apps? Because you
recently
are just opening up to dating.
Correct.
Finally.
Correct. Yeah. I was very much like, you know, career. I didn't really care about, and I still don't, honestly, like I'm not fully invested, but... Now I'm kind of getting to a point in my life where I'm like, I'm ready. I would like to go on some dates.
How old are we again?
27. I'll be 20.
Just to remind everyone.
28 in March. So basically 30.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so I...
But Kelsey has had... So here's the thing. And this is the thing I worry about with your generation is you were very young.
Yeah.
Mm. A year ago when I met you...
Oh, I get what you're saying.
You were very young. Mm. Like you were 19 going on 26.
Mm.
Harry Styles posters on the walls.
Okay, still
whatever.
Love Harry Styles.
Yeah, but like at some point you gotta like mature past like the posters on the wall, mm-hmm. the stuffed animals in the bed. Like it's like
you
we gotta
heart
like
for ya.
I know. But the truth is, like, but you were really young. But what happens with that is you really think you're still 19.
Mm.
And then you wake up and you're 35 and the doctors are like, you don't have eggs.
Oh my goodness.
So do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no,
like, so if you don't start
the
process now at 27 of like meeting people, when are you going to meet somebody?
Right.
Like I'm pretty sure you want to have kids. I don't.
No, definitely I do.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, so, that was, you kind of what went through my head. I mean, honestly,
that's what I would assume. It's like you had this, like this, you know, growth spurt, maturity, turnover, took control of your life kind of thing in this last year and a half.
Yeah.
And you've blossomed into this, you know, really great young woman. Not that you weren't
Thank
great
you.
Before, but
no, I get what you're saying.
You were just younger.
Right.
But what happens is, because I think, I don't know, your people have all coined the whole term about adulting is so hard. I can't believe it. I don't understand.
Millennials did,
I do not understand that, guys, because you just become adults and you do it. That's it. I don't know why adulting is so hard.
Yeah.
And maybe because, you know, parents did all the adulting for you guys. I don't know.
Yeah.
But I don't understand it. So then what happens is you have that delayed growth and then you don't want to happen. For me, it was different. Everyone's like, oh my gosh, you have to be careful. You don't want to wake up and have missed your window to have kids because we were so focused on career.
Right.
You guys are so focused on adulting. It's hard.
Mm-hmm. See, honestly,
I'm just playing.
No,
but you know
no,
what I'm
no,
saying? It is kind of true.
Yeah. And I think honestly for me, when I look at it, I was so focused. My, like, when I graduated college till now, I honestly just kept my head down and wanted to make it, wanted to get into entertainment, you know, and like, I agree with you on the young part too, but that for me, it was like my number one focus was career. Mm-hmm. And not that it's not now, but it's like, that was my number one thing. I didn't really care about anything else. So now, like you said, it's like, I matured. I kind of came to, and I'm like, okay, maybe we can put ourselves out there a little. And I also like have more confidence in who I am. I know mm-hmm. who I am now better than I ever have with all the work I've done, mm-hmm. like with you guys in the last year. So yeah, now I am jumping on the apps. I hate them all, but I'm trying not to. Our good friend Ashley.
Which apps are we on?
So I was on Hinge for a while, which I kind of still am, but I don't use it as much. But Ashley Daniels got me on Raya.
Which Ashley, is one of our former producers in a different iteration of this show.
Yes, who we love. And she got me on Raya, which is a little bit more, it used to be back in the day, like a celebrity dating app. Mm-hmm. It was like only celebrities. Now they've opened it up to like, okay, if you're in the business or you can kind of prove that you do something in the business, they let you on. And it's like, it's hard. It really is hard because the difference where Hinge was like anybody and anyone could be on there and you had to weed through. But now with Raya, it's very much like these people all think they're the shit because they're on Raya. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. It's tough. And then let me go even one further with Raya. All these guys think that like when you match, usually they will message you, but on Raya, nope. They're like, you can message me. And I'm like, oh, frick off. No, unless I'm like really, really like, I think, I don't know, I'm interested in someone.
Unless there's a poll.
Exactly. I'll message. But otherwise I'm like, no, you can message me. Don't be like that. Don't think that you're better. But it's really tough.
Pooja, are you on dating apps?
No, not out here. Like in the city, it was a little easier because I know New York City is huge, but everyone kind of knows everyone. Uh-huh. So you're not like so freaked out. You're not like, this person's a crazy person. Like there's always a mutual, mm-hmm. but here I didn't know that many people. So I was just kind of like, also like, you know, I'm trying to like get my footing here, make friends, like, you know, do well in work. So when I got to LA, I haven't really been on it, but Kels has told me so many fun stories that make me never want to go on them out here. So I'm going to join them here. But I have some friends who've joined, and it's just funny because in the city you get like, I work in Goldman Sachs. I live in Murray Hill. Like I went to like Bucknell. And then out here it's like, I work at Warner Brothers. Like I'm like a skater bro. Or I'm a surfer bro. It's just such
different
vibes.
It is,
like such different vibes, which I was not.
Which vibe expecting. Are you more into?
Definitely the California vibe.
Oh.
For sure.
She wants a skater boy. More laid back. Anytime laid back. There's a picture of them surfing, I like it. Because I'm like, teach me how to surf.
Dad.
Teach me how to surf.
So Kelsey, tell us some of the stories that Pooja is horrified by and doesn't want to do dating apps. Because that's the fun stuff. I'm telling you, back when I did SiriusXM, mm-hmm. I used to have all my single friends on the show and they would tell their dating stories.
So
and
funny.
It was insanely funny. Marcy had a man who she went to his house and he had padlocks on the refrigerator.
Oh, hell no.
Because he had no self-control. And I'm like, wait, I don't understand. Another guy who wanted to smell her armpits at all times.
What?
And I was like, no! What is happening? Weird. What's going on? And I was like, thank God I have Kevin. Thank God.
Oh my God.
Kevin. Yeah.
See, I feel like I used to get more of the, when I was younger and first moved here, I was on, you know, when Tinder was still not just the let's hook up app. Mm-hmm. I was on Tinder and I was on Hinge and I think I was on Bumble and I had a few like crazy stories from back then. Now I'm so much more like I can read right through people.
Yeah.
And let me tell you, Hinge has this new feature now that is really just, it's an easy way for guys to shoot themselves in the foot. They can record themselves. So it's like a prompt mm-hmm. and then they can like voice record an answer. It is the most scarring, horrifying, hilarious.
I want to hear it. Pull one up.
It's oh my God. Okay. I have a good one. I have all of these screen recorded.
What do you mean they can record like themselves? Maria? It's like them saying a message like, hey baby.
Yes. Just you wait.
Really?
It's like a voice message.
You're going to
die. Pictures are hard enough. So when Ashley was here, when COVID first started, Ashley came and quarantined with us. She was scared. She was alone out here. I'm like, I got you. Just come over. And so I was having so much fun on her dating app swiping. Because I've never done this before, right? And so I would swipe and I'm like, oh my God, these people and their grandiose egos and everything has to be this like shot of their 12 packs and their this is and that. And I'm like, this is so creepy to me.
It's awful.
It's like they love themselves so much. And then if you're, if they're doing that, what are the girls going to have to do? You got to meet that. Right. Yeah. So then it's like, it's just so crazy.
I feel like for me, an immediate red flag is any mirror and or gym pics. And I probably would say 99% of girls, at least my friends, feel that way.
Let's take a quick break. And when we come back, Kelsey's going to play the audio that's cringeworthy. Stand by.
Hey, Heal Squad. The holiday season is festive and fun, but it can also be stressful. Gift shopping, hosting, and traveling all take a toll. Quality sleep is essential to help boost energy, recovery, and well-being. That's why I'm here to talk to you about Sleep Number. If you're like me, you hate mattress shopping. I've always gone home unhappy, but not anymore. I don't know why we didn't know about Sleep Number before. You go online and take a quiz, then you go into the store and they use a high-tech mattress to discover your pressure points. It's actually an amazing process. Then they take your sleep number, mine's 25. You lay on one or two beds that the quiz chose for you and boom, you're done. And their beds are even more high-tech and mind-blowing than I have time to tell you right now, but just wait until you try. My bed is also temperature balancing and has a foot heater, perfect for the cooler months. Trust me, don't go anywhere else for a mattress. Discover special offers now for a limited time at your local Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com/better. Sleep Number, proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep.
All right,
are you ready for this? Okay, so just to give you guys...
Are you ready?
Are you ready? Okay, so the prompt is how to pronounce my name.
Okay.
So this is the guy's response. What? Well, I just... Okay, here we go.
You pronounce my name by saying Daddy Derek.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if anyone didn't hear that, Daddy Derek, you pronounce my name by saying Daddy
Derek. I need to see his photo right now. Bring it over to me.
Crazy, Maria. There's so many TikToks of just the cringiest ones. Oh my God.
Guys.
I wanted to die.
I think I would be single for life if this. Oh my God. Come on. He's got a Yankees shirt on. Is that a Yankees shirt?
Dodgers. I wanted to die.
Derek. Really? Hold on, I gotta play it again. Why is this not playing?
Press the, there you go.
You pronounce my name by saying Daddy Derek.
Shut up. Shut up.
It's too much.
Oh my Lord. How come I can't? I want to see his profile now.
Oh, I didn't. I
You deleted
I didn't
him.
Oh, God.
Guys, this is what's out there. Okay, what else? What was the motorcycle man? I need to know that.
Motorcycle one is
Honey, did you hear that? Did you get to hear that, Kev?
Yeah, I want to date him. Okay, that's not hot. He sounds amazing.
No, but let me give you guys. So this is a really interesting perspective. My friend Rod, who is a big TikToker, he told me I always send him them because I think they're so funny. And he's like, Kelsey, here's my theory, though. These guys are now doing it so girls will screen record it and put it on TikTok and make them famous.
Oh.
And I was like, Rod. That's even worse. You're brilliant. It is even
worse.
But
even worse.
So they're trying to make it as cringeworthy as possible. So anyways, I always said that's a very interesting observation, Rod. Brilliant.
Wow.
Brilliant.
Will I go viral if I do that?
Sure.
You can call me Maria.
Oh my God, Maria. Yeah. Okay, we can do it. You got this. So, motorcycle story.
Okay, motorcycle story
is actually not from an app. It's someone I've known for a while. And for some reason, he's now interested in me. I don't know why. I'm like, where did that come from? Whatever. And he texted me the other day asked if I wanted to go. He didn't even ask. He was like, let me take you for like a motorcycle ride. He's obsessed with his motorcycles.
Okay.
Let me take you for a motorcycle ride this weekend, whatever. We can go through the canyon. And I was kind of like, whatever. So then I said it to Kevin.
This is somebody you're normally just friends with?
You know, it's someone we're not close. We've just known each other for a while.
Okay.
And so, like, I've known him.
And so he randomly texted you. You guys don't talk all the time.
No, correct. Yeah.
And he said, hey, let me take you.
Yeah.
Let me take you for a ride.
Basically. Okay. He actually said, I think it was along the lines of, I ride motorcycles like I stole them. Something stupid like that. I was like, shut up. Okay, whatever.
So sounds then, fun.
Honestly,
I ride motorcycles like I stole them. Sounds real fun to me.
I would go, except for I knew Dad Kevin would object. So
Daddy Kevin.
Daddy.
That just got so weird.
No, Daddy. That just got so weird. Just Dad Kevin. So I said, hey, Kev, my new boyfriend wants to take me for a motorcycle ride. And he was like, oh, that's great. Absolutely effing not. It was the
perfect.
It was perfectly timed. It was hilarious. So anyways, that's the motorcycle story.
Really? She can't go, honey?
Here's the thing. Not in Los Angeles. 100% I'm a licensed motorcycle driver of 30 years. And I would never get on a bike in Los Angeles. And every single person I know that's had one in LA eventually dumps the bike. Gets hit. Mm-hmm. It's so no, not happening.
Okay.
Next question. Next person to take.
Exactly.
Swipe left.
Thank you, Daddy Kevin.
Thank you, Daddy Kevin.
So creepy. So creepy.
Oh, so anyways, I'll keep you posted on my journey.
You haven't gone on any dates yet?
No, not from Raya. I did a couple of not recently, a couple of Hinge dates a while ago, like years ago. But my roommate, she's a frequent roster from Hinge, and I'm always very like, I admire her, to be honest. I'm like,
maybe she doesn't have as high a standard.
Honestly, probably. I have very
no, but
high.
It's true. Like some people just have different standard levels.
Yeah. And so she recently has a new one who it's been like the only one she's been seeing, and I love him. He's wonderful. Some of the past ones, not a fan, but you know,
like, I love the new one.
I love the new one. We love him. So I'll keep you posted on my dates. They have to ask me though. That's the thing. It's like, I even put it on my profile. It's like, I love guys who will actually make plans. Like, just ask me on a date. Guys in LA do not do that. They're like, let's chill. Do you want to hang out? No. Take me. I'm so easy. Let's go for a walk. Like, you know.
Let's chill. Is that code for let's?
Yeah, come over and we'll hook up. No, not happening.
Okay, so it's not that being intimidated.
Well, it could be interpreted as, you know, let's get to know each other.
No, let's get to know each other over coffee.
What if they want to watch Gemstones with you?
Down. Say that.
Okay.
I don't know. You guys, sometimes you just want to take all the fun out of the dating. That's what I think.
Honestly, you know what's so interesting
for any guys listening to this? This is how you stand out.
Truly.
Be like a throwback. If only some throwbacks could pop up. That they're just like these gentlemen who like ask you on a proper date.
Yes.
They pay for the first date.
Yes.
You know, because now I think we've confused men so much.
I agree.
And so they don't know what to do. Like they're afraid to offer to pay and take your independence away and like whatever.
Yes.
Like you don't know what kind of girl you're meeting and how you might offend her before you even started.
That's a good point.
So
that is a good point.
I think you probably need to put in your profile, I want an OG throwback guy that pays for the first date, that
actually
asks me on a proper date, that holds my door. If you aren't this guy, it's not right.
Right.
Like just Bye-bye. Be very clear. This is the lesson in life. You have to be crystal clear with what you want because no one can be a mind reader, right? Even psychics don't have that ability to just read people's minds constantly and know what they want. So you got to ask for what you want very clearly. Don't assume they're going to know that for you. Don't assume that they think or know or they should know. The second you start saying, well, they should know.
Nope.
Not unless you told them.
Yeah, you're right. Basically what I'm holding out for is Kevin Maria introduced me to some cool guy.
Yeah.
That's going to happen.
I think so too. Mm-hmm. I do. Because
you
know why? Because
I always advise
like,
people to find out through friends. You know what I mean? Get
mutual.
Connected through friends because there's
well,
a little bit
know
of a screening
each person, right? So
exactly.
The hard thing is usually like I'll have one that I don't have a match for because they're so great. Like, so when I would have parties, I would think ahead who I was going to connect and match. I would literally sit by the pool the day before and say, okay, here's the guest list. Who is a good connect with who? And then I would put friends on introducing them because I knew I'd be drunk at some point. Anyway, but I had an agenda. I was like, okay, this person needs to know this person because,
Brilliant.
You know, it's hard. There's such a long getting to know you phase that you have to get through to really trust, really understand people. I said, even in a work relationship, that's why Kelsey and I think are really lucky is we were back in Connecticut together. We had all this time to really know each other as humans.
Yes.
And not have to wonder, well, is she thinking this? Or is she doing that? Is she taking advantage? We just knew.
Right.
We were living with each other, waking up together, eating breakfast together, mm-hmm. eating lunch, eating dinner. Like, we had a lot of time. So none of that wondering or the, this is my favorite, too many conversations with yourself, too many conversations with your friends where their opinions are inserted and they have no idea because they're not there. So it's like, it's really hard because a relationship takes a long time to build so that there's trust and the youth, you know, sometimes I would look at Kevin like he's too good to be true. I just sit there and I'd look at every area where is the hidden thing? And that's why when people see Kevin, who's so generous and will literally come and do the most insanely generous thing to you or for you, they always think he has a hidden agenda. And it's great that he has me, cause I'm always like, guys, he really doesn't actually, this is just who he is. I've watched for 24 years. I think that's more than enough time. I mean, if he's, you know, Jeffrey Dahmer and I don't know it and he doesn't show it till year 30, well, I'm so sorry. But by 24 years, I know. Yeah. So.
Well, you guys have such a beautiful partnership though. And that's where, like, I think why I struggle on the apps. Cause that's what I want. I want I really do. I want like a partnership like that. I know I need my independence and I need someone who's going to respect that. Like, I don't know.
Not easy to find.
Well,
you're
going to
have to go older generally.
Exactly.
I knew that I needed somebody older.
Yeah.
That was going to be more mature and stuff. And so, I am really blessed because Kevin does give me my freedom and my independence and is so great. By the way, don't think we don't fight like crazy sometimes, or, you know, we don't have those things that are like little triggers where over so many years, these, you know, different patterns, like things that we're working on, but that's what a relationship is. It's work. So I don't want to paint some rosy picture because it's not always perfect, but we figure it out and we get through for now until we don't, I don't know, but yeah, it's really hard. So you need to give and be patient and understand it's going to take a long time, but I'm glad you're starting to focus because you're 27.
Yeah.
And here's the thing that people also don't tell you. As you get older, you get more stuck in your ways. Mm-hmm. You get way, way independent.
That's a good point.
And then no one can get in.
Right. Because your walls are up.
It's not even just walls. You have a lifestyle now that doesn't have someone. You don't have to share it with anybody. Mm. You don't have to give. Mm-hmm. You don't have to collaborate. You don't have to have that give and take. So it's hard later when someone wants to take and you're like, I don't want to give.
You're like, I'm fine without it.
I like my life. Wait, how do I?
It's a great point.
And they get stuck in their ways. They get more and more and more and more rigid and they don't understand why they can't find a partner. Yeah. When you just farted, it really smells. that's why.
Yeah.
The older you get, the longer you're independent and on your own, it's really hard to mesh your life with somebody else. Now, I don't know from firsthand experience because I meshed at 19.
Right.
But I see my other friends and I see how hard it is when it's always your way. Mm. You wake up and you do whatever you want, but every day it's really hard when somebody comes into the mix and now you're like, wait, what?
Yeah.
So it's good that you're starting now.
Yeah, no, and I feel it. And it feels right now, honestly.
Yeah.
You know, Cindy Dale, who's been on the show, did tell me that she sees 28 for me. She sees the number 28 and me being with someone. I said, thanks, Cindy. You know, I don't fully, I'm like, and if that's not the case, whatever. But I've always had, you know, if I've ever gotten readings or anything, they always said later in my life, I would find someone because I had to find myself first. And I feel like this last year I really have and have done a lot of work and continue to do the work, but it's like, I'm ready now. So,
well, and you're a giver, so you would have given to them and you wouldn't have taken care of your health.
Yes.
So that's
agreed.
That's a big thing. I know I'm a giver. Yeah. I have to take care of my health. And so I'm making conscious movements forward to do that right now on a different level. But it's hard. Yeah. And you do have to give some of yourself and you have to compromise. That was the word I was trying to come up with earlier. There's a lot of compromising. And when you're not used to compromising, it gets really, really hard. Now, some people won't want to admit it, but I watch it plain as day all day long with my friends.
Yeah.
And so, and it's like, then it's just very, there's a lot of friction. It's like, well, no, why do we have to do it like that? Why can't we do it like this? Why can't, no, just turn right here. Why do it? And then it's just like orders and orders and orders. Right. And it's really hard to integrate.
Gross, yeah. Yeah. Well, I'll keep you posted on Daddy Derek.
Daddy Derek.
Kels, that's exciting. 28. That's like right around the corner.
Yeah. Oh, that Cindy said that?
Yeah.
You know, I'm kind of like not trying to think about it.
Okay.
But yeah. I'm doing my work.
Can we have like a secret word?
Ooh. Yeah.
So when you meet someone and we know he's totally wrong and totally bad.
Please do.
Because we are almost 2 decades older than you people.
Oh, I fully trust you guys.
How much older am I than you? 16 years? 16 years older. Mm-hmm. Okay. You probably 18 years older. How old are you?
22.
Oh, 21 years older.
Wow.
Okay.
Wow.
So 2 decades older for sure. Ish. Over
older
here.
Sister.
So, we're gonna know.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I fully trust you guys. Like,
so I will, I will just need a code word. If you choose, Pooja, you may not choose to ask for my code word. You may choose not to ask for my code word, but if you give me the code word,
I want your code
and
word.
I see it. I'm going to say it.
I want your code word.
Well, what's the code word?
Oh, yeah. What's the code
like
word?
Like pineapple or something?
Pineapple. Just remind me when it comes time.
Okay. What's the code word?
All my psychics I've been to have said, I'm meeting my husband this year, 2022.
No way.
Is that crazy? I went 2 years ago and then in 2020 and she's like, 2022. And then I went to another one and they're like, oh, this year. And then one of them's like, you already met your soulmate. And I was like, this is too much. I don't want to think about this
right
now.
Do you know who it is?
No.
You think you have an idea. Come on. You know who.
Well, like, there's maybe, people circulating your
maybe,
mind.
Maybe, but I don't know. I'm like, if that's my, I don't know. But anyway, we're all going to need a code word soon because we're meeting our soulmate.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
Interesting. Okay. I think Winnie's my soulmate, but
she's all our soulmates.
Guys, she's just laying down sleeping on top of me. All right. Well, that is our show for today. Let's recap. We talked about crying in the fetal position over loss and how that just is how it is. Highs and lows. We're riding them all.
Why puppies are important.
Why puppies are important. Making the most of getting COVID. By the way, Alyssa called me today. She's had COVID. And she's like, today, out of nowhere, she goes, this was the best thing that ever happened to me. And I was like, what are you talking about? She goes, I got to sleep in this morning.
Oh, that's great.
It was amazing. I'm watching TV. She's like, I just started watching Ray Donovan. I go, what took you so long, lady? And I said to her, I go, you know, Kevin has been telling me this for so many years. We had a carny vacation. His carny vacation is basically what he used to do after working in the carny business is he would just hibernate like a bear and get his strength back and then go out and do the work again. We did it once in our lifetime here as a couple. And for one whole week during the Christmas break, we just sat in the screening room and just slept away. We ordered food in there. We never left. We never moved. And it was incredible. And then we never did it again. And so getting COVID at this holiday break was a blessing in disguise. Mm. We slept and rested and I had time to kind of like do things that I never get to do, like attack my athletic gear wardrobe. I know that sounds stupid, but to big deal because every time I went in that drawer, I was like, ugh, and it never felt good. Every time I went in the pajama drawer, ugh. Never
felt
good.
When do you have time to do
it? And you never have time to deal with it. So it was really nice to get to deal with it and to get to do a lot of like research and look around and see what I really wanted. And so we talked about that. We officially onboarded Macy's into Better Together.
Yes.
Heel Squad, look out. We are going to do some giveaways with them too, right?
Mm-hmm.
We are talking to everybody that we're working with about doing some giveaways with you guys. We have some really amazing ones coming up too. The idea of having a personal stylist help you when you have a free one like Macy's is willing to give you, take advantage of it. And by the way, I really enjoy this. So if you are a part of the Heel Squad and you want my help, I can give you some ideas. So if you want to send a picture, I can give you some ideas on what to do and what could look good on you and what could be great and to try.
Mm-hmm.
Or
what if they have, you know, like areas of their life they need help in their work wardrobe or help in their going out and then you can throw it on the curated page.
Exactly. So I really do enjoy it. I know I don't have like a crazy amount of time, but like yesterday we got an email from a Heal Squad member that was just diagnosed with a brain tumor. She's like, I'm a longtime listener. Can you help? I'm like, of course.
Yeah.
So even though my doctors all told me I have to stop for a minute because it's PTSD for me.
Oh, no.
And they're like, you need a minute to like get better, but I can't not answer the call. So I'm going to.
Yeah.
But I'm here for you guys. And so is Macy. So between the two of us, we will help you. January Heal event is a next Tuesday with psychic medium and astrologer, Jessica Lanyadu. I will tell you guys, this is such a big get because she is not even taking clients. She's so booked.
Yeah.
I just asked her to do a friend, a favor who really needed one. And so she's squeezing that person in. You still have time to sign up. It's $10 a month. At that $10 a month, you get ad-free shows, an extra show a week, and you get the Heal events with incredible healers and gurus and astrologers. And so that is coming up. Don't miss the opportunity to join. And you get the backlog of all the other Heal events too,
right,
which is like you know,
yoga nidra,
crazy ridiculous.
I mean, shadow. There's so much good stuff in there, you guys.
So click the link in the Instagram, Better Together with Maria, or in mine. Join us on Patreon. And shout out to all of our amazing friends who have sent reviews into Apple Podcasts. Thank you guys so much. If you can take a second, we'll put a link to it in the summary of this episode. Send us a review. Let us know how the show is helping you, or RGF. And by the way, I know I shit talk RGF a lot. I'm kidding. It is saved. Don't
worry.
And so RGF is here to stay.
Wow.
Until Kevin screws up. So if Kevin doesn't make me my coffee in the morning, one morning I might wake up
and decide no RGF.
I'm kidding. Anyway, thank you guys for being with us. In the meantime, be nice people, make good choices, and be present.